every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones when you're done. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSC.
All of them there.
None of them there, guys.
None of them, we don't speak for them, huh?
No.
Ever? Little?
Never.
Sometimes?
All our opinions are our own.
Okay, then.
I'm not saying they're good or even right. I'm just saying
they're
our opinions.
Given the way they bicker sometimes, I don't think I want to speak for them.
Oh.
I think that's next show.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Or maybe even the show after that. But okay. It'll be one of the shows in the next couple of shows. By the way, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Mark. How was your day, Mark?
Outstanding.
You were outstanding in the parking lot somewhere?
Outstanding in the parking lot, yeah. Oh, good day. Got up, had breakfast, went and met with a sponsee, listened to his four-step.
Nice.
And came home, went to mom's for dinner, came here.
Nice. But you, Shell?
It's okay.
She goes, it's okay. Spent it with my husband, but it's, you know, it's all right.
No, I mean,
it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
Like a fine china, like fine dining. Unfortunately, I know what women mean by fine.
Like fine.
So that
dining.
Lets you know that it was no good.
No, it was lovely. I went to church, went to Starbucks, had some strange dizzy spells and chest pain.
Cool.
Fortunately, that went away, so I either...
We're at brunch, and she's like, these are all the signs of a stroke. I'm like, what? I'm like, what?
Well, they are. So either I've had a stroke, but I've recovered nicely.
Or I put too much hot sauce on my omelet.
Or,
yeah.
No, well, my wrist started getting itchy later on. I think I somehow managed to get food that was cross-contaminated with some walnuts or pecans or something.
Oh.
Because I was having trouble breathing, too, like you'd get when you had anaphylactic shock.
Okay.
So.
How was your day, Bruce?
Yeah, she's like, I'll drive. I'm like, no, you won't. I'm like, you're just saying, oh, you're about to pass out and you want to drive.
She's going, yeah, I've seen you drive.
I went and donated some money for some paint.
Oh.
The paint at some at my mom's house. I went, slept in. That was important. Went to Brackett Field Airport in Laverne, where Norm's hangar is. Had
a
kitchen
Sunday.
Sink omelet.
That's kind of a Sunday staple.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, it is. Big, huge kitchen sink omelet. It was bombastic. And what kills me there is they have one of those little rides they do for little tiny kids where you put like a quarter in. It's got like a car that bounces back and forth.
How many times did you ride it?
No, yeah, 11. No, it's got this one, and it's a plane, and it's a little like biplane. You put a quarter in, it tips back and forth. And the funny thing is it's a real airport. So there's a sign that says, learn how to fly here. And it's right next to that
little ride.
Perfect.
It's not intended to be funny, but if you take the picture at the right angle.
It's hysterical.
Yes.
It's hysterical. And they had the air show there. So there was 12 million people there for lunch. And the Winter Nationals drag racing is on, which is over at the fairgrounds. So that was, it was pretty packed. It took us 4.5 hours to have lunch.
Just about.
But we got out of there. So.
Yes.
You know what that means.
Why?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Oh, that was awesome Foley there.
That's it.
Okay. We have shout outs to Bill, Donald. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
special.
Oh, oh, oh,
special.
Oh.
Special alert, special alert. Do the birthday kazoo. I don't know what the birthday kazoo is, but do it anyway. Make one up.
The birthday kazoo is...
Donald turned 3.
Yay!
Yay, he's 3 years old.
Sweet.
Dude.
Awesome.
Happy birthday or happy anniversary. I'm not sure whether they call him anniversaries where he is or not, but...
Where's he at?
I don't know.
Donald, do me a favor. Go pop some tags.
Oh.
Let's raise a toast to Donald.
Raise a toast? I've got the diet soda right here. I'll do that.
So do I. So, yes, Donald's birthday. I mean, Bill sent us stuff, and Brian sent us stuff. Bruce sent a bunch of stuff.
Shout.
Bruce sent a bunch of
stuff. Shout.
Let it all
I'm
out.
Missing a couple. Brent, you sent me one to Brent. Oh, Zach.
Zach
sent. And actually, I owe Zach an amends because he actually sent me 2 stories, and one of them I did on the last show but forgot his shout-out.
How long ago did he send this?
I just got another one this week, but the one before that was the week before, and we did it on the show, but I forgot his shout-out.
Okay.
Why?
I haven't heard from him lately. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks.
He had a big resentment over not being getting a shout-out, and he went out and got loaded.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Zach.
He's hammered.
Yeah. So, Zach might want to call your sponsor one of these days.
No, I'm missing one. I'm missing one.
Who are you missing?
Katie.
Katie. Yes, Katie sent us one. And
from Uck.
From
Katie,
Uck.
Katie Uck.
I hope that's it. I'm sure I've forgotten somebody.
That's it.
Let's move on. Where is it? Is this it?
That's it.
Why is it not coming up?
Because he closed the program.
Good grief. That was
that extra program that was in your running.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Colorado Rockies first baseman, Todd Helton. He's in big trouble.
Mark is already nodding his head.
I know Todd.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was arrested on charges of DUI and careless driving.
Oops.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling he's going to be one of those.
Wait.
One-time wonders who actually did make a mistake.
Is that it? Careless driving?
Careless driving.
Is that what the charge is?
No, it's DUI and careless driving. You got 2 charges.
I know, but...
Yeah. Todd's about as all-American as they come. So I think this is one.
Really?
This was a one-off.
Well, his public apology, he called it a monumental mistake. He's apologizing profusely to his teammates and his family. Everyone's being very supportive. I think he's actually one of those one-time wonders who goes, holy crap.
Stay out of sight of the black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just that this isn't like his normal behavior is what I'm getting. He said
he's in the heroin.
He said, I'm doing everything I can to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Because I'm hiring a driver today.
I think his last contract was $160 million for a driver.
Oh, yeah.
And a putter and a three-wood.
Yeah.
A set of clubs.
An entire set.
I don't know if you guys have heard about this. This woman named Jessica Bennett, who was she was on a Delta flight from Minneapolis to Atlanta.
Oh, her.
And her son. Her son's name is Jonah Bennett. He's 19.
Never mind. I never knew her.
Yes. her son's first name was Mark. What?
He's 19 months old.
Oh, I heard about this story.
He was sitting on her lap on the plane, which they're allowed to do up until 2 years. You can buy one ticket and have your infant on your lap. And when the plane took off, he started whimpering and crying because of the change of, a lot of babies do because of the change of pressure to the ears.
I do that.
The man sitting in the seat next to her leaned over and told her to shut that N-word baby up.
Ooh. Ow. Yeah.
White woman.
Adopted son. Black kid. The parents, unable to have their own children, have adopted, and their son is African American. Mm-hmm. And
the landing was better.
Yeah. To which she said, "What did you just say?" He had been drinking. She said he smelled strongly of booze. He sort of flopped over onto her and like leaned over onto her side of her face and put his lips right to her ear and said it again. Whereupon he then took his fist and smashed it into the kid's face.
Oh.
Cut his eye open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That is wrong
witness,
on like witness so
by,
many
witnessed
levels.
By a handful of passengers.
One of them happened to be the undercover federal marshal that was installed
nice.
On the plane. So
how many pistol with him?
I don't know. It doesn't say that in the story, but
he punched a 19-month-old kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and because it happened in the air, the Phoebes are involved, so
and
now
well,
it's a federal case.
It's a hate crime, and it's a federal case. This dude's going to go do time.
Yes. He happens to be the CEO of an airplane parts company.
Yeah, airplane parts company.
Not anymore.
No, they suspended him pending investigation.
Oh, well, good. Wow. Dude, that's just wrong on so many levels. I mean, you know, why get racist? You could punch the kid.
Bruce. Jeez.
I'm kidding. Don't send me hate mail. Send all your hate mail to Mark. Because he thought of it. He just didn't say it.
Yeah, Bruce, the guy who, well, both of us did this, but the guy who, when it was suggested that when the kids were out of line that we give them a swat on the butt, was like, I can't do that. I seriously doubt he'd be smacking kids.
I'm giving a swat on the butt.
That lasted all of about 2 seconds because both of us were like practically in tears. It did not happen in this house.
I found that a good crack across the face with a belt was much more effective.
You know what else is cool?
What?
Kicking the ass with a pair of cowboy boots on.
No.
Yeah. That's effective.
Steel-toed tennis shoes.
That's
bam!
Effective.
No, what actually worked with...
Boot to the head.
Yeah. What actually worked with my son was the minute the words... computer restriction came out of your mouth.
Or,
oh, he was in line.
Or Sony PlayStation offline.
What?
My son went through a period of time when he was about 13 years old where he decided that all those words he learned at the all-boys high school he hadn't started high school yet, but all those words he heard in the boys' restroom were a good idea to start calling his sisters all of those.
Oh, busted.
My.
It reached a point finally where we sent him to boot camp.
Oh, yes.
For 4 days.
Yes.
And he said that it was the worst 4 days of his life, and he never wanted to do that again. Came back a completely different kid.
Oh, yeah.
But
good guy, too.
Yeah,
I like him a lot.
Thanks. About 2 years later, Peg was really pissed at him, and she was dressing him down. And he goes, Mom, you're really mad. She goes, I'm really mad at you. He goes, you're not boot camp mad, are you?
She goes, I'm about to be.
Let's see. Chelsea, Massachusetts. Lawrence whatever.
Yeah.
Legaki, I guess.
Legaki.
He got a lovely Valentine's Day gift. It was a package containing several heart-shaped boxes of chocolate, a teddy bear, and the teddy bear was stuffed with 3 bags of crystal meth valued at $10,000.
Wow, oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day gift. Baby. How come no one ever sent me a Valentine's Day gift like that?
How do we know this?
Because, unfortunately, his Valentine's Day gift was, when it was delivered, was followed shortly by the DEA. Because
some dog had already
postal authorities had, you know, they do random checks of things with the bum sniffing or the drug sniffing dogs, and mm-hmm. the package was flagged, so they followed it.
We used to send cocaine through the mail all the time. Like, when I was in college, we'd package up a quarter ounce just like it was letters and mm-hmm. send it through the mail. But that's before there was as much of this
mm-hmm.
drug sniffing dog thing. You know.
They didn't do a lot of that back then.
Cut the bottom out of a thing of baby powder
it's
and pee it all out.
Harder and harder and harder to send drugs.
God, what is this world coming to?
it'd be a drag to be an addict now.
Might as well get clean.
Yeah.
On searching the premises, they found another quantity of meth, so he was charged with drug possession.
Oh, so this wasn't a mistake.
No.
Oh.
Drug possession and trafficking.
I know. Oh. I bet I know a boozy, and I didn't even send this in, but there's one, I don't know, in the next couple shows for sure. Is there any lottery ones?
Yes. Shut up.
I saw that.
Shut up. You didn't send that one in. I got that one.
Oh, I know. That's a good one.
This is really bizarre. In New Zealand,
is it more bizarre than the guy punching the 19-month-old?
In a different way. A New Zealand coroner has ruled that Natasha Harris, she's a mother of 8, she had a heart attack in 2010, but the ruling just came out just on the 12th of this month, has officially ruled that she died of overdose of Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
She was drinking more than 2 gallons of Coca-Cola a day. And they believe that it caused a heart arrhythmia that gave her a heart attack.
Coca-Cola's like immediately putting things, well, you can't really prove that.
Well, apparently the coroner did. because there were deposits.
How can Coke and a smile?
There were deposits of fat that were found
Coke
within her
death.
That were found within her liver that were attributed to consumption of excessive amounts of sugar. And they believe that was caused by the Coca-Cola because she hardly ever ate anything. She just drank Coke all the time.
It's the real thing.
Fortunately, I drink Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Choice of a new generation.
Pepsi won't kill you.
That'd be awesome. That'd be an awesome ad. Dude, you know, can you imagine the guy in the advertising meeting? Hey, did you say something about Coke killing that woman? Pepsi, never been proven to kill anyone.
This is a story from the UK. British
is it from
Airways.
Katie?
Sure.
Oh no, it's not. It's from me.
British Airways, one of their off-duty crews, the off-duty crew had just come off of the flight that the new crew was coming onto, so they were just staying on the plane and going to the next their final destination. They decided to down.
That was a good movie.
Quite a few bottles of champagne and red wine.
Yes.
Right in front of all of the passengers.
Yes.
Whereupon they began screaming and shouting like spoiled brats, kissing, heavy petting, generally causing, what did it say? It says they ran amok through the airplane.
How come I'm never on that flight?
Where's that flight?
When there's heavy petting and kissing of the stewardesses.
Yeah.
So when the on-duty.
The stewardess getting randy and we're not there.
Yeah, exactly.
After the
pilot's name's Randy.
Some of the passengers complained, and after the complaint, the on-duty staff.
Kicked them off.
Told the crew that they were not allowed to have any more to drink, needed to sit down in their seats, blah, blah, blah. That started a huge fight.
Okay, so now, let me ask you.
What?
Where is the air marshal on this flight?
This is British Airways flight.
Oh.
They don't have air marshals. We do. They don't. So British Airways is apologizing to customers. They are investigating and will take any appropriate action.
Dude, that's like a porn movie. It's like the start of a porn.
This is the same airway that had to suspend a pilot for the second time last month after he molested a female passenger.
You know what this reminds me of? The movie Airplane. They needed to engage the autopilot.
Shirley, you jest.
I'm not kidding. My name's not Shirley.
Whatever it was. Something like that.
Please
don't call me Shirley.
That's what
it was. Please don't call me Shirley.
Okay, I'll do this last one. This is really disgusting and gross.
Good luck, we're all counting on you.
On the Learning Channel has a show called My Strange Addiction.
Oh.
And they highlighted, in one of their shows, they highlighted a couple from St. Petersburg.
Oh.
From St. Petersburg.
Florida!
Thank you. Florida.
In this case. Wait till you hear this one.
Mike and Trina, there was no last name in the story, but Mike and Trina are obsessed. They have an addiction
to coffee.
To coffee enemas.
Oh, yeah, going to clean them out.
It takes them 5 hours to have one of these enemas.
And they're doing it, like, all the time.
Yeah, they're doing it, like, 3 or 4 times a day.
That's too much.
Just a little bit too much. And they can do this because they work out of their own home, so they never have to, they never leave the house.
Hey, little Jimmy, little Sally, why don't you guys watch the Learning Channel for a while?
How
hey, Mom.
Mom, this guy's pumping coffee in his butt.
Exactly. Yeah,
how do you get addicted to coffee enemas? Yeah.
Next morning, Dad comes out. Honey, pour me a cup of coffee. The kid throws up at the table.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you probably what part of it is. You know, like they say, if you know the whole thing with the alcohol enema and stuff, and it doesn't matter how much you can drink, it absorbs. You've got to be absorbing caffeine at an incredible rate.
Yeah.
So they're probably all jacked up. All jacked up.
Yikes. That just kind of grosses me out.
And then, right after doing the story, Shelly came to me and she said, I got to go to the store. I'm buying an enema kit.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
And 4 pounds of espresso.
And a 50-pound coffee maker.
Okay, here's a quote from the story because I just went, well, this is what made me go, ew! The two of them have different tastes. While Mike favors a fine espresso grind for his enemas, Trina prefers it warm and thick because I feel like it's not so messy and drippy.
Oh, man.
I'll bet Trina likes
it. I got to throw this in because it kind of fits with this. But I see this post on Facebook the other day, and it's got these two pictures. And there's a dog, like, watching the screen on this computer. And the dog's like, so it's two girls eating poop. So what?
Oh.
Two girls?
One cup.
One cup.
Yikes. Okay, and that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober in the radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
Sober College.
Jelly, we have a topic.
Yeah. Awesome. Get down with your bad self.
From Katie.
Katie Uck.
Katie from the Uck.
Great. You were the last one to read it.
Well, I was going to say, you wrote out the topic.
I didn't write it out. I just copied and pasted it from her thing.
Okay.
So I don't really
What's
remember.
The topic, Bruce?
Yes, please.
What Katie would like to hear us banter about is she has tended in her sobriety or recovery to do commitments that are time appropriate. You know, like she said, like to be secretaries or leaders in the UK, generally it's 6 months for this, and then if you're going to be like an area GSR kind of thing, it's like a couple years. If you're going to go to World Services or something, it's like 5 years. And she says she's noticed a tremendous amount of eliminating time restrictions for various positions.
Waiving time?
Waiving time. That's a good topic.
Wave bye-bye?
Wave bye-bye to the time. So she wanted to hear what our... And we've clearly seen this as well.
I've seen it happen.
In a variety
God?
Pack of meetings. And that would be my friend Jimmy, who sometimes comes to the peanut gallery. He's probably
and who did the same thing last week?
I did.
When we recorded, he called.
Same time almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's good at that.
He must have a memo on his phone.
Call Bruce. Interrupt show.
We don't usually start this early, though.
So anyway, she would like to hear us our opinions and our bantering. Mark, you want to kick it off?
Katie,
you've seen a lot of this.
Oh, Katie, is this a colossal waste of time for you?
I'm sorry, Katie.
You know, the one that comes to mind for me immediately was there was a guy in the program that we all knew. He was doing real well. And he had about 9 months of sobriety, and he was a GSR, because around here, GSR is 6 months or more, you can be a GSR. And it was time for board elections.
Oh, yeah.
And no one wanted to be vice chair. So they nominated him. He says, I have 9 months. They make a motion to waive time. It's unanimously voted to approve waiving time. He becomes the vice chair.
The entire area.
He goes to every meeting to let them all know he's the vice chair of the entire area. I'm the new vice chair. That didn't go right to his head.
A little ego edging God out.
Last time I saw him, he was about 80 pounds less than he was the last time before that when I saw him, riding a bicycle through Sintown.
Which is an area of Pomona that's exactly like it sounds like.
Trying to chase down a nickel.
The last time I saw him, he rode up to me at the meeting outside the brick house, came up. asked me if he could have his cigar. I'm like, bro, dude, where'd the rest of your body go? You know? And I mean, just tore up.
He was out.
Oh, no, and you know what? I saw him one other time. He walked into a, and I'd never been to one before. I decided to go check out a Crystal Meth Anonymous meeting at the Brick House, and he came walking in, was in there for 15 seconds, bummed three cigarettes from three different people, and left.
Well, he knows where, that's where he can go get a smoke.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, he was out within 3-4 months and just has never made his way back. He's tried.
Well, we've seen it many times. I know someone that now has over a year, but she was, I think, the GSR for a meeting, and she had like 30 days or something.
Well, she went out like 6 times.
Yeah, but she was like still the – now, I will give her credit where credit's due. She was still going to the GSR, you know, and, you know – What about you, Shelly? You've seen it. You've had it happen in meetings that you've run, right?
I had it happen at one of my regular meetings. Actually, the secretary went out, came back, didn't realize that he needed to give up his commitment because he'd just gone out. And it was a couple of weeks. We were all expecting him to step down so that we could elect a new secretary, and he just hung in there. I was like, no, that's kind of not right.
I had to have a talk with him on the side. I'm like, you know, bro. It's kind of tough when, and it's at a recovery hospital. We're like, you know, the new recovery guys are kind of looking at the secretaries like they have like something going.
Yeah.
And when the secretary is sharing about how he's coming up on 30 days, and I'm like, there's dudes getting out of the recovery house that already have 30 days.
Yeah. Well, what disturbed me about that was that the lack of people that really thought that was a big deal or even understood that there were sober time requirements.
Yeah,
to
guys,
have certain positions.
You guys railroaded me into being secretary when you stepped up.
Yeah, boy.
Well,
and then we ended up with that dang book for 2 years.
Well, the two things.
It's all how you word the group conscience.
To me, the two things that I personally that I would hold pretty tight to. I like secretaries with at least some time, especially at a recovery hospital. I mean, you've got to have more time than the guys in the room.
A year would be good. To have worked a 4-step would be good.
Yeah. And the other one is treasurer.
Treasurer should be a requirement.
And, you know.
Yeah, and you need to
They used to say 2 years on a job.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but even lately, I've actually had to say, whoa, wait a minute. Not enough time here when we've elected a treasurer. Couple of treasurers ago for that one for the one meeting, because everybody was all for having this one guy that had less than 60 days, and that's happened at other meetings I've been to that, you know, not in the CA fellowship but in other fellowships where people try to elect their buddy or whatever who's got 90 days, and why is it only a few of us that are raising a stink over that? I mean, you're talking about the group's money. This is, you know, I'm very big on taking care of public funds, and within the confines of a meeting, the group's money is public funds. Belongs to all of us.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, if you have a World Services representative, I'm in total agreement with what Katie's area. You know what? 5 years or 3 to 5 years? Yeah, because you know what? You can't be sending newcomers to World.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I mean, if you had a requirement that you need 3 years, and you got 2 years and 9 months when the vote comes up.
Yeah, okay.
I could see waiving time there.
Yeah.
But when you've got a requirement that takes 2 years and somebody's got 8 months and you waive time,
that's not right.
That's a lot of time you're waiving.
Now, let's go with a possible scenario on why this happens at some places, because I know why it happens in some places. As a for instance, let's say you're going to a meeting. It could be a new meeting. It could be an old meeting. Whatever. Secretary is there. Secretary's got a couple of years. You know. Maybe the secretary's got 20 years, whatever. The guy with the next amount of time is a year. When you do it to him, you probably make him the treasurer because there's absolutely no one else in there you can make the treasurer. Then suddenly they say, well, we need a GSR with 2 years. Well, we don't have anybody with 2 years.
Yep.
You know. Then it's, you know, do we need a World Services representative? You know, a lot of meetings don't have them. But, you know, I could see where, depending where the meeting is, if you don't have people with the time, I mean, I guess you could have the secretary be the treasurer as well. I've been to meetings where the secretary has worn several hats.
You've done them. Both of us have done that meeting.
We've all done that, yeah. You know, I've got a meeting I go to on Friday nights. We just elected a new treasurer. He's got 5 months.
What?
However, the money never leaves the meeting site.
Oh.
So he's not taking the money. He's just counting it.
And turning it in.
And turning and putting it back where it belongs.
Well, and technically, any of the places with, like, umbrella groups and things like that, I don't know if they have those in other parts of the world, but umbrella groups are groups where at an Alano club, they toll up all the money the Alano club collects for meetings, and they do gigantic donations like that, or supposedly do gigantic donations.
I totally
donations
disagree
like
with
that.
Umbrella groups, but that's another subject.
But they collect the meeting, it goes into an envelope, they take the envelope up to the front desk, and that's it. So it's true.
Yep.
They don't hold any money. Mm-hmm.
I got a guy that I sponsor who just is getting out in 12 days. Says his caseworker asked him, do you have any commitments at meetings yet? He says, I only go to meetings here, and I'm leaving here in 12 days. I'm sure as soon as I leave here, I will have 3 or 4 commitments at meetings.
I can give him one at Thursday right now.
So he said to me, Mr. Sponsor, what's the first commitment I can take when I get out of here? I said, greeter. He goes, I don't want to do that.
Oh, that's perfect.
I said, good, you could do it for 2 meetings.
Dictating the terms of the surrender.
Well, exactly. We were laughing about it, but it's just kind of, you know. I says, yeah, it's that I'm better than that. I should get a better commitment.
Well, you know, for instance, most commitments at meetings, the majority of commitments at meetings don't have a time requirement. You know what? As long as your ass is there, you can make coffee, you can be a greeter, you can be a chip person, you can be a literature person.
The only requirement for being a coffee person is you actually have to know how to make coffee.
We've had that happen.
I think the individual you're speaking of, I think he should be the chip person at Thursday night because I think he needs to
hug people.
Get a lot of hugs. We need to loosen him
greeter
up a little.
He should be greeter. He
and
should
hug
everybody who comes through the door.
We need to loosen him up a little.
No, you know what? Agreed. He listens to the show, too.
Yes, he does.
Welcome to Commitment City.
Yes, he does. He'll hear this, and he'll be laughing his ass off.
Welcome to Commitment City.
Of course, this was also the same caseworker who said, he goes, I'm working with my sponsor. He goes, you don't have a sponsor. Yeah, I do. He goes, where's he at? Out in the Inland Empire. He hasn't been here. Yeah, he goes, then he ain't no sponsor. You don't have a sponsor. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Welcome to Commitment City where the chips are free and the girls are pretty.
Yeah.
Ow!
So we'll give him a... We'll find him some good spots when he gets here.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question for you. Yeah. We're talking about time requirements for various jobs within the commitments in the meetings. In early recovery, I attended... for about 4 months, a meeting that was run, the secretary of the meeting, was someone who had like 13 years and gleefully admitted he'd never gone past his third step and had no plans to.
Oh.
I'll save a seat for him.
So, oh, no, he's still around.
Oh, no. We'll see how long that lasts.
He's hanging on like grim death. Well, because he's got like 19 years now.
Well, here's the thing.
We'll see.
If you don't drink or use.
You have time.
You have time. All the steps to it is make your life better. It's up to you when you want to work them.
Yeah, he's kind of grumpy.
Well, there you go.
You know,
and the thing is, you know what? Time is time. Yeah. The way you get time is don't drink.
You know, I don't want what he has, but I'm really grateful he's there to open the room every week.
That's right. And you know what? If he shows up every week to open the room, great. It's kind of like I'll tell you, one of the most grueling commitments almost ever could very well be coffee maker. Because in some meetings, if the meeting is bigger and they've got like a Mr. Coffee, this guy's making coffee 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
But I remember being at Las Encinas and being a coffee maker, and they used those big
50
coffee
cups.
And here's the problem.
It takes like
there
an hour.
There was not a place to get water where the meeting was.
Yeah.
So you had to go fill up the water thing like over at the unit and carry it about 100 yards
There was a fountain right around the corner.
It wasn't that kind of a fountain.
Where the pond is.
Yeah, well, you could have done that. Yeah, you could have gone and dipped the water into the hot tub.
Why? This coffee tastes grassy.
Yeah.
But
this
thing
is good, but there's a goldfish floating in my coffee.
And then if it's like the big urns,
they weigh a ton.
45 minutes.
They take 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way the morning meeting in at the Alano Club used to be. And I was living on the roof, and I'm hearing these guys, they're getting there an hour early,
coffee.
For the 6 a.m. meeting. So they're at 5 banging things around, and I'm like, oh.
They have a lot of nerve being downstairs and doing that.
Yeah. What the heck, man?
They know
people
are
living
upstairs. You know, then there's the meetings. I go to a Thursday night meeting. My girlfriend's secretary. She became secretary of that meeting when she had 18 months of sobriety.
Yeah.
She's got over 5 years now. She's still secretary of the meeting.
Okay, that's time to cut the cord.
She's put it up every other month. My time ran out. My time ran out 2.5 years ago. The problem is everybody there either has a commitment.
It's a small meeting.
It's a small meeting. There's a dozen people, and there's about 8 regulars that come in and out.
Yeah, 8 regulars for like six commitments.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 8 regulars who are regulars that go to 3-4 meetings a week, and they have commitments at every meeting that they go to. And they're like, you know, it's a speaker meeting. So you have to get speakers. And one guy's like, I'm already a speaker meeting secretary. I don't want to have to get speakers for 2 meetings.
Yeah, I don't want to have to get speakers for 2 meetings.
Yeah,
although,
use the same speaker.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be awesome.
But, you know, it's like, and I commend her because try to get speakers for 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah. Mark,
you know,
how many speakers have you gotten? A grip.
I got a little more time than that, though.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten speakers for her. Yeah, I've gotten lots of speakers for her.
I have a guy that I sponsor who has a commitment as a secretary for a speaker meeting. And, you know, sometimes Shelly and I have gotten probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 speakers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. And, I got him a list of everybody from GSR, which means most of those people in there a couple of years or more. I'm like, that's an entire list of people you can call for speakers,
mm-hmm.
You know. I've discovered that I got him a list of speakers from an Alano Club. I know a guy that, matter of fact, I just spoke there the other day. This guy called me in November and said, can you speak at the Alano Club? I said, sure, when is it? He goes, oh, it's... February 12th. And I'm like, wow, it's November. And you know what? And then you've got the guys that are just on top of it. It's got like guys like that, speaker getters that are scheduling 4 months in advance. Cheers to you guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? Cheers to everyone that does a commitment, that shows up early, stays late, cleans
mm-hmm.
stuff up, makes coffee,
mm-hmm.
does all of that. Yeah. You know,
walks out of the parking lot in the dark by herself because all the guys just wander off without
anything. No, no, no. First of all.
Oh, I have done that many times.
That's because you're married.
Because, yeah, they just forget I'm there. It's like
because,
I don't exist.
Because if you weren't married, you'd have an escort after the meeting every single time.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. You're cute. So, Shelly, what would your final words be on, what do we call it?
Waving time.
Waving time.
I don't necessarily think it's the best idea because those guidelines were set up by the fellowships a long time ago.
For a reason.
For a reason, and usually the reason is because we learn by experience. Well, I'm pretty sure they came about in CA. The treasurer commitment came about in CA because they kept making off at the treasury.
True.
I don't necessarily think it's a good idea, but, you know, like anything in life, there's always exceptions to rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just have to use our common sense.
How about you, Mark?
Mob rule. It's all subject to group conscience. If you feel the need to railroad somebody in old positions, it's much easier to railroad a newcomer than a person with time. And as a result, that's what you get. But you get what you deserve.
You get what you pay for, and all the commitments are non-paid.
That's
so there
right.
You go. My final words on it would be... I think there's certain commitments that you should get as close as you can. But you know what? My feeling has always been if you've got someone who's willing to be there every week and do the commitment, that's great. I might prefer that someone have more time, but if you've got a guy with 30 days who's willing to do a commitment that takes more time and doesn't abscond with the money or something and is there religiously every week because they want to get clean and sober and they're doing it, who am I to judge?
Can I add one more thing?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just one more thing. I have a feeling part of the question is you get somebody with less time than they're supposed to have and they go out. You are never responsible for somebody going out.
Right.
If they go out, they were going anyway, you just maybe hastened the trip.
Absolutely. So, Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
Yeah, the white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read the 12-Step Gazette online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
He just went to some meeting the other day about, like, setting up franchises for that.
And he was also nominated. Was he nominated for an award or something? Best in Recovery? Or
you guys should hook up with Bruce at 12stepgazette.com, especially if you're out of work and you need to do something. You're going to get this thing kind of turnkey. All you got to do is go out and get advertisers. And I think some of them are national advertisers. You should what? You should advertise. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mark should advertise. Mark is selling wine franchises. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's advertise that on Recovery 101. I think no.
I think it's where I can find great, great, great potential people.
You know what?
We are not
why'd Willie Sutton rob banks?
Listen, just because
that's where the money is.
Just because someone's in recovery doesn't mean they can't be involved in the alcohol industry. I know many alcoholics who have owned bars and been bartenders. I don't think it's very smart.
Yeah,
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that I don't think that's appropriate advertisement for this show.
I think the Colombian cartel would like to advertise with us to the tune of $4 million a year.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We'll just kill everybody.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mob rules. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
You know,
Shelley's eyes are rolling in her head right now.
You know, Brucey is a little bit challenged when it comes to the hardware in the computer, and I'm not.
Oh.
So?
I can stop that.
I got another two machines at work.
Stop those two.
Now listen to Shelley getting all agitated.
Yep.
Mark.
So anyway, if you're listening to this show,
yes,
we appreciate you listening.
Yes, we do.
If you find the show from some other way besides going to our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net. And click on the show there. When you click, the show will come up, begin playing. There's a little box that says like. We ask that you click that box. If you're already a member of Podomatic, thank you and congratulations. You've been counted into our numbers. If you're not yet a member, please join Podomatic, where you can then like the show and you can comment and leave show topics and follow and add us to those playlists. Don't forget the playlists. So thank you.
Awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. Just as an addendum,
yes,
we're not really using recovery_101@hotmail anymore. I'm still getting email to there, and I'm trying to direct people to the other one. But recovery101radio@gmail.com is the preferred one.
Why don't you set up a forward?
Yeah, why don't you?
You never thought of it before, did you? No, I didn't. Can you do that with Hotmail?
Great. Now I'm going to get like
can
a
you do it with
blue
hot,
mail.
Can you do it with Hotmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Oh, you'll get all the Podomatic updates.
Oh, crap.
From like everyone we're friends with, which is like...
Oh, please don't do that then.
580 people.
Okay, please don't do that because I can't slog through all those updates.
Okay.
Of course, you could say the... because if you send the Podomatic ones to spam, then
yeah,
we won't see like when money's due and stuff.
Right.
That would be bad.
That'd be bad.
So... There's also recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
What is recovery101radiosales about?
That's if you'd like to advertise with us or you'd like to join our recovery101 advertising team, of which we pay a like twice as much commission as what any other advertising guys would pay.
Yep.
Because we figure 20% of something is better than 10% of nothing.
Yeah.
So We also have videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly?
Yes?
Who's the lead out music by?
The lead out music is by
Kathy
Moser. Okay, Moser. I just wanted to make sure that that was who we were using on this show.
We've got someone that sent us some stuff to use. So
yes, she sent us a song. She's a musician in recovery, plays guitar.
That's cool.
Bruce likes her, Bruce in Philadelphia.
Okay, awesome. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I need to find a place to make a stand. I'm so sick of all my ways and all my plans. Arms out, stressed, so I'm unsure. I want to believe love and be pure. I always find myself wherever I go. But I am open to something more than what I know. I'm open to letting go. I'm open to go with the flow. I'm open, let go of the wheel. I'm gonna take a chance to tell you how I feel. I'm praying for open ears to stay open-minded. I can hear perfectly fine, but my views are blinded. I'm looking for change, but I can't seem to find it. I hit the bottom and that's when I decided. I always find myself wherever I go. But I am open to something more than what I know. I'm open to letting go. I'm open to go with the flow. I'm open, let go of the wheel. I'm gonna take a chance and tell you how I feel. I'm seeing with new eyes, listening with new ears. Even if it's not what I wanna hear. All this time I've been so wrong. But there you were all along. I always find myself wherever I go. But I am open to something more than what I know. I'm open to letting go. I'm open to go with the flow. I'm open, let go of the wheel. I'm gonna take a chance and tell you how I feel. I'm gonna take a chance and tell you how I feel.